Hello, friends. I'm Rick.
And I'm Jeanette.
This is Cannabis Corner on 98.1 KZE, and we are here at Back Home Cannabis in High Falls, New York, with the queen of Back Home Cannabis.
Moi?
It's you.
Okay.
Tell everyone your name and what you do here.
All right. My name is Nancy.
Right to the mic.
Oh, my name is Nancy Ruiz, and I love to work over here at Back Home Cannabis with William. El Princeso, I call him El Prince, since he calls me the Queen. So, and I love to work here with everything. I start trimming, I start packing, sealing, weighing the weed, and another important thing, I was the one who started the pre-rolls almost manually. And then we are growing until we have these beautiful machines that work perfectly good, and oh my God, it's amazing.
So you started out as Will's joint roller, number one?
Number one, trimming also, packing, sealing.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
So I see right behind me, they're actually weighing out the buds.
Yes.
On a scale and putting them in a bag.
Oh, yes.
So everything is done by hand?
Everything. And also we give a little tiny bit extra.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
No kidding.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we love that.
A little extra quality control.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's really nice for the consumers.
We call it El Pilon.
One more time?
El Pilon.
Okay.
We call it El Pilon. Well, I call it El Pilon.
Which?
In Spain and Mexico, we call it like a little extra tiny.
Because, you know, also, as it sits in the bag, it is going to lose a little bit of moisture, which could cause it to lose some weight, which you want to make sure that your customers are getting a little bit more, never a little less.
Oh, yeah, never. Never, never.
That's really thoughtful.
We have quality over here.
And in front of us are two gentlemen who are trimming.
Yes.
And
yes.
Are they doing this by hand or with a scissor?
This is all hand trim.
It is hand trim with scissors, so we're no machine trimming here. This is the Trim Ninja, I think, that we're talking to right now.
Yes, and my name's Hector Mejias. How's everybody doing today?
Yep, doing everything by hand.
Yes. So I am Hector. This is my friend Dylan right here. We are the lead trimmers of Milkweed. We do everything pretty much by hand. As today you can see, we pretty much got a lot of keef and hash, and then we got the nice little permanent chimera. Got some nice temple balls that I'm just randomly making as I do it. But pretty much we take a lot of time and a lot of love into what we do here. We literally do the best quality control check ever. Like, we just got done doing Sour Sugar Banger, which a lot of people love. We just went through that again to just really make sure that everything that we're doing is just right for everybody to, you know, smoke on, because like that's all we really care about. A lot of, to be honest with you, a lot of companies want to do certain things like just get out the quantity mass and just bulk and just sell. Here, we don't worry about the quantity mass, we worry about the quality, because that's what everybody wants to smoke, the quality.
Yeah.
It's not just about, oh, who has the best, you know, cannabis in New York State or anything. It's about what smokes good, what gives you the best high, what helps you for your medical condition. Because let's not get it twisted, marijuana is also used for medical reasons as well, not just for recreational. We all love the fact that it is recreational, and that's what we're doing it, but there's a lot of beneficial. There's certain strains that we have here that I've been told on my adventures of being out in, that certain people buy certain strains because it helps them. One guy buys a strain for his seizures. One lady buys multiple of our strains, spends hundreds of dollars just because she loves milkweed. So, and this is everything that I've gotten since I've really been out in the field, because I also just sit here and trim for the majority of the time. So,
well, let me ask you quick. When you get a bud in your hands and it's untrimmed, what are you looking to trim off?
What we're mainly looking to trim off is all some of the burnt and dead leaves. We want to leave, see, there's a thing called shaved, and then there's pretty much perfect. Shaved is when you're getting too close to the bud and you're really just starting to cut the bud and get, like, you know, like just not down to nothing practically. So pretty much what you need to do is just look for certain leaves on there that are just not gonna, we look at when we go as a consumer, because you also have to look at the consumer side of things. And what I look for is, oh, I don't mind some leaves on there, but I don't want burnt leaves in it because then that just takes away from the quality and the looks of it, you know? Because when you buy weed, you just don't want to buy great weed. You want to buy great looking weed. You don't want to, you know, we don't do Reggie stuff here, like, you know?
Yeah, and you can tell that you're hand trimming it. You guys are doing a really great job. You can tell the trim on these buds are just perfect and not too much, not too little. It's just right.
We're talking with Dylan, who is a master trimmer. In front of him is a tray full of buds. What kind are you trimming?
We're working on Permanent Chimera today. We just started
and
doing
this. This is part of the milkweed.
Yeah, this is also part of milkweed. We came out with this once, and now this is the second run of it.
Do you just do this all day? Not just this one strain, but do you trim a different strain after this?
Normally we'll work on one strain at a time, and then we do one strain and work through it, and then we work through another strain.
What's your favorite?
Either Pink Melons or Pina Colada.
Both great choices.
I like the terp profiles. I think those two are basically spot on. They
what
taste
they
like what
taste
they say
like when you draw.
Like the Pink Melons, it's a little tropical. They're both a little tropical. They're both sativa
the
hybrids.
Side.
Good highs.
Thank you for your hard work and your dedication to your job. Will,
little side note, Nancy actually packed the first bags of weed that were ever sold in the state of New York.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Nancy, what's your favorite?
Well, I don't smoke, but I'd like to smell it. And it was Gorilla back then.
Yeah, the Gorilla glue was really nice back then.
It does really smell like glue, though, doesn't it?
It smells like Gorilla to me.
This is Cannabis Corner on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we're with Will, Nancy, Dylan, and Ian Patrick.
Ian Patrick Hector.
Ian Patrick III.
Awesome.
Nice job.